All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, before we get to our new episode, we have an exciting announcement.
Snixmas is back. So please join us for a live taping of And That's What You Really Missed, live from the iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles.
We are raising funds and awareness in loving memory of our friend Naya Rivera to benefit Alexandria House.
Celebrate the holidays with us and keep the Snixmas spirit alive.
Join us in person at the iHeartRadio Theater or watch the live stream.
Special guests, performances, unbelievable, gleeful auction items, and a live podcast.
Here are the details. In-person event, December 6th at 7 p.m. from the iHeartRadio Theater in Los Angeles.
And for those of you that can't join us in person, we are streaming the event on December 8th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And don't worry, we'll be watching right along with you and chatting with you live.
We will even have a virtual meet and greet option.
Tickets are available on boxoffice.mandolin.com.
We are placing the direct link to the tickets on our Instagram bio and the notes of this podcast episode. So go check it out and we'll see you there.
Merry Snixmas!
And That's What You Really Missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed. I'm Jenna.
I'm Kevin.
And we are back
to recap episode 4 of season 1 of Glee, Preggers.
Ooh. I like this episode a lot, but I think it's partially because I have, it's Tina's first out, and also like I was in a lot of it. So I really enjoyed this episode. I think like I have a lot of memories from it.
And I think I also associate this episode with joy because you do get your moment to shine for the first time.
Tina.
I think I'm in two shots of it, so I don't have a lot of memories from the actual filming of it because I simply was not there. So this episode's about you, Jenna.
I also didn't really get to like sing sing. I got to like have to botch the last note.
You know, just we'll get to that because I have thoughts.
Okay. So let's talk about what was going on in the world for a second before we get into it. Black Eyed Peas was still, I got a feeling, was still the number one song.
September 23rd, 2009. Black Eyed Peas were still crushing it.
And do you remember the dust storm in Sydney?
Oh, yeah. We were still in Australia.
We were still in Australia, and there was a massive dust storm, like the first in 40 years.
Yeah, and everything... Everything was orange and red. Yeah, it looked like the stereotypical version of what you think a sci-fi movie would portray Mars as.
We had these like beautiful big glass windows, and I woke up and they were covered in dust. Like, I thought they had covered our windows in like paper.
It was frightening.
It was so wild.
Yeah. I first knew because I couldn't open my eyes because they felt like they were filled with sandpaper or sand. They felt like sandpaper. And I looked in the mirror and I looked like I had been up all night doing God knows what. I was a wreck. But
we had a photo shoot that morning too. We all went outside and we're like, what's going on?
Yeah. And we still had that. We went to the network in Australia. Which I remember we were on the roof. Like, let's see if the air quality is breathable.
They had to cancel the bridge climb for people. We had already done it, but they canceled it because it was so dusty.
Yeah. It was pretty insane, but also a very memorable and wonderful experience for us. And meanwhile,
dusty.
Back at home, Preggers was airing.
All right. So this has like the least amount of release songs of all the episodes.
There's no full songs. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, so there's Taking Chances. Obviously, you get to sing a mini
number.
Yeah. And then the budget really went to Single Ladies. You know, I think Single Ladies played at no less than 18 times in this episode. And so I feel like maybe we got a deal. We were with the same record label, you know, Columbia. Shout out to Columbia.
Perhaps. Maybe not.
Yeah. Also, why was I not leaning into that? Like, we're on the same label as Beyonce to everyone I met or encountered.
It's okay. It was a little like ahead of our time. It was like ahead of our time.
There were a lot of firsts in this episode. There were no duets or group numbers.
Sue's Corner. We meet
Bert Hummel, Mike Chang, and Matt Rutherford.
Oh.
And it's the first time Mr. Shu keeps his shirt on.
No shirtless shoe this episode.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also nice. Like, we're getting to see more characters like you shine a little bit, you know, lean into the ensemble. Because the last episode was so adult heavy that we really get to, you know, start to parse through some of the other Glee Club members. There's a lot more Puck in this episode as well.
Oh, yeah. It's about time, don't you think?
That's right. Episode 4, open it up, you know?
All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, the three big things that were happening were Babygate. Babygate was all over the place. And then you had Beyonce Gate.
Kurt coming out to Kurt and Bert for the first time. We get like a little taste of their relationship. I mean, Michael Malley, just shout out to him. One of the most lovely human beings, and also what an excellent actor. Like, you just can't keep up with. And then the third is like Sue and Sandy.
Plotting.
Another spinoff.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Let's talk about Babygate. Babygate was happening on many different levels here. You had Terry and Kendra. Kendra finds out that Terry's not actually pregnant and is okay with it. And is co-signing on this plotting because
they're in cahoots now.
Because dishonesty is needed in a marriage to make it last.
So that scene, though, where Terry tells Kendra, I'm not really pregnant, and she shows her the belly, there's an Easter egg in here, Kevin.
Doesn't have to do when Kendra says, oh my God, is the baby black?
Yes. So that's actually a wink to Nip Tuck, because Jesselyn was on Nip Tuck before Glee. And her character, Gina, she convinced Christian Troy that she was pregnant with his baby, but when the baby came out, the baby was black. So I have to think that Ryan did that as a wink, wink, nod, nod.
I mean, yeah, he and Brad both came from Nip Tuck, so.
Right. Oh, that's right, of course. And Brad Falchuk directed this episode, if we didn't say that already.
One of the three creators of Glee. And this is the first episode he directed. Yeah.
That was really fun. It was fun to get to know Brad because he wasn't really around for the pilot. He was dealing with some medical stuff. And so we had a lot of Ian and Ryan in the pilot. And obviously Ryan directed it. But having Brad come on to do Preggers, which was a really big episode for Chris, who I was very close with. It was, and also for Tina. It was really nice to get to know Brad a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, all right.
This Kendra and Terry interaction sets off, you know, the things in motion where Kendra says, we need to get you a baby. Oh, lo and behold, guess who's pregnant?
Quinn. So Quinn tells Finn she prego.
Mm-hmm. But Finn's like, how is that possible? Because we haven't had sex.
Flashback to the hot tub. Think of the mailman. The mailman. Think of the mailman. What a great scene. And they haven't had sex. But somehow she convinces poor Finn, who believes it, that Ask Jeeves says that the semen is at the perfect temperature in a hot tub.
Remember her, Ask Jeeves? And now we use Google.
Remember like MapQuest? That's at the time of Ask Jeeves that I think about, like very early internet. Okay.
Exactly.
So Quinn's pregnant and Finn is going to step up, right? Finn's gonna be the father, but
which is really sweet.
It was very Finn.
Yeah, making an effort and needs to. The only way he can get out of this town is to get a football scholarship. So confides in Shu, and they sort of plot together to make sure the football team can have a winning record.
But spoiler alert, it's not Finn's baby. I'm having my baby, it's Puck's baby.
Puck comes in and delivers some comedy about the Immaculate Conception because he reveals to us that he knows Quinn was a virgin when they hooked up. Mm-hmm. And Finn would have told him had they had sex. And so Miss, you know, president of the celibacy club is busy keeping secrets and getting down with friends.
Secrets in the Fairy Veil.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Fairy Veil was a term coined by Naya and our dear friend Telly. When we were on tour, there was a brand of hair extension called Fairy Veil, and that has been forever coined as our secret.
Mm-hmm. It's Fairy Veil because you keep the secrets in the Fairy Veil.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Single Ladies and Kurt. Yeah.
Please.
Okay. First of all,
Jenna,
I love Single Ladies.
When did you know that you were doing this?
I panicked because I think I had seen Brad on set previous to getting the Preggers script. They told us we were going to have to learn Single Ladies and that Tina was going to be in it. Heather, we knew, was coming on to teach Chris Single Ladies, and they threw me into the mix. So I was learning Single Ladies from Heather, the queen herself.
Because Heather and Chris had been working on it already for weeks, right?
Like, yes, and I think they added Tina in later.
Because Heather was around when we were all rehearsing Push It for Showmance. Heather was already around because they knew Single Ladies was coming. Mm-hmm. In a couple episodes. And that's when they also decided to put Heather in the Cheerios beforehand. So that's why she was in Showmance and in Acapellas.
But she didn't actually audition for Brittany S. Pierce until like...
No, Brittany S. Pierce didn't exist yet. Even in this episode, Brittany S. Pierce was not a character.
Not a thing. No. Oh my God. What a genius thing.
I also love, like, it just sort of speaks to like the community we were building where Zach Whitley, our choreographer, I think he suggested that she just...
The one.
And like fought for her to get in it. And like the show would be so different without her. So like, thank God Heather came.
She's integral.
And we all immediately loved her and hung out with her and bonded with her. And so there was never a time when she was not around, basically.
That's right.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, single ladies. So we were learning single ladies. I was very stressed because I knew I had to be in a leotard. So I only ate canned tuna fish and salsa for like 2 weeks.
Were you putting the salsa on the tuna fish?
Yeah, okay. in the tuna fish. It wasn't great. And I was learning single ladies from the queen herself, Heather Morris. But it was really fun. And it was really fun to do with Chris because he was living his best life. And if you asked me to do it now, I couldn't do a damn piece of it.
I could show you.
I know you could. But do you remember, like, every Fox party, it would come on, of course, because it was such a hit. And they would make us do it. And we would gladly get on the dance floor and do the full number.
And for those of you who don't know, by the way, Heather Morris was Beyonce's actual backup dancer. And if you go watch any of Beyonce's TV performances for this song, that's Heather. She's one of the two girls dancing with her.
We rehearsed that for like a couple of weeks, I think.
A hot minute.
Yeah, it was a hot minute. It was constant. And we actually, when we shot it, we also shot it on a blank wall as well, kind of like the music video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was like a part of it that Brad had us do that was like the music video, I think. And it never got used, but it was
just in case.
Yeah, I think they wanted to like potentially cut to it or something.
I do love also right. in that number, like Chris does his Mr. Cellophane hair flip thing. I love that he was just very on top of like all the intentional things that Kurt would be doing, all little mannerisms. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we get into the, you know, it obviously opens with that and Brittany S. Pierce or Heather at the time is like saying that Kurt's on the football team as a front for him doing single ladies and being gay. And
he smacks your ass.
He does smack my ass.
I forgot
that
about that.
Also improv'd as well.
And yeah. We meet the wonderful Mike O'Malley as he comes down the stairs and catches his son dancing in this outfit. Was he always in this outfit? I feel like I remember like Chris? this was not the original.
This was Chris's idea because Chris used to make the most insane Halloween costumes himself. And I think he still does. And I think he had shifted it. I think it was supposed to be closer to the music video of mm-hmm. Beyonce. And
heels and everything.
Yeah, the whole thing, and it just didn't feel quite right, and I think he pushed for something a little bit more makeshift Kurt style, which totally worked.
Of course.
So the front is that Kurt is now having to audition for the football team.
Just so cute, because he has to convince his dad. He lied to him now.
Hummel, and I'll be auditioning for the role of kicker.
Ugh, those scenes are so magical. He shows up in sort of his like 80s dance wear, like cut off sweatshirts to audition to be kicker and brings his boom box. I had that boom box. What a time.
Did you? What a time.
And so now that Kurt is on the football team, thanks to Finn, he also has now helped the football team become possibly a winning team. And so with the help of Shu and Tanaka, they get the football players begrudgingly to learn single ladies to loosen them up mm-hmm. because Finn learned that that's what a Hall of Famer did, football player did. And
right.
Chris's strategy for himself has now been, or Kurt's, you know, strategy for himself is now being applied to the entire team. Mm-hmm. So they can somehow possibly use that in a game. Obviously, that would be illegal and not possible.
That wouldn't really work.
But we are suspending disbelief
here we
on
are
Glee.
In Glee.
Yeah, Glee World. That's what we do.
So then we have all the football players learning the single ladies dance, where we see Harry Shum killing it because, of course, he would be killing
it.
Oh,
my God. I also love, this is another example of like the Heather Morris, where, you know, we have. He's brought on as a dancer, mm-hmm. and then we all just become obsessed with him, and he's so great that...
Mike Chang becomes a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching this last night with David, my husband, and he was like, you know, kind of watching it on his phone and then watching, and like when the guys start doing single ladies on the football field, he was like, oh my God, this is so good.
Austin, my boyfriend, had the opposite reaction.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he kept trying to leave the room. He's like, this is so bad. I was like,
oh,
what are
gosh.
You talking about? He's
That's
like,
so funny.
It's just so, I'm like, comedic. It's not serious. This is hilarious. And but then you have Mike O'Malley in the stands. And I know we always discuss this about he's watching his son and he's sort of embarrassed and unsure of what's happening. And then the team breaks out at the last second. It's single ladies. Also, there's a video, I think, on TikTok of a baseball team breaking out, like doing a TikTok dance, like the pitcher
The
outfield and infield doing this dance. Mm. And then they pitch and it becomes like a fly ball and the catcher catches it and it's an out. And it's amazing. Yeah. And it reminded me of this
that.
Because the football team does it. And also, there were so many good reactions of the opposing team in this when they have their little movements and they start dancing. You see some of the McKinley football team just... killing it, including
also,
Harry.
Mike O'Malley and his quote, he's so small.
He's so little. I feel like Mike O'Malley, you know, threw in some of those things because he's he was so when you talk to him about this, and like we'll have to have him on at some point, but mm-hmm. he knew the storyline was so important. Mm-hmm. And when you have a show with a 99% of the characters are out of their mind and very mm-hmm. big and expressive, and then you have this dude, like just this mm-hmm. sort of like stereotypical straight guy who has a gay son, and he just gives such a grounded and meaningful performance every time he opens his mouth, even little things like that. Like, he's so little.
Kudos to the adults for giving us the grounded performances.
I mean, truly.
It's the best. This is the best intro to Kurt and Bert. Kurt and Bert.
And then Kurt, you know, naturally scores the game-winning point.
Touchdown. No.
The kick.
Point.
He's a kicker.
Kicker, right.
The extra point. Sports. Do sports. That's also sports, the other sports thing. Yeah. I love what Kurt says in the beginning. Do sports. You know, it's when we do sports.
Sports. Football.
Yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. And then after the game, we see Kurt at doing his skincare routine for the first time. And we have a monumental, life-changing scene happening.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Which, this scene, I believe, was taken from Ryan's life. Like, from his own life, if I'm correct.
Let me text him. I'll text him right now. And then we'll come back to it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But the coming out scene was...
beautiful.
I love it because it's a little clunky. I remember, you know, Chris saying he was mad because Bert is so accepting of it.
Right away, right?
But upon watching it, he's accepting... It's sort of this, like, in-between. He loves his son, and he still mm-hmm. accepts his son, mm-hmm. but he doesn't necessarily immediately accept him being gay.
Well, I think that's the beauty of, like, Michael Malley's performance in this. You just hit it on the nail on its head. Like, even in the beginning when he catches us and Kurt in the unitard, you know, dancing to Single Ladies, like, he's not, like, the most soft, giving, you know, like, empathetic person. It's very much like, I love my son, but what the hell's going on? And In life, I think he's just taking the time to process, but his acceptance is a lot faster, right?
Yeah, and I think right before that, we find out that Kurt's mom is dead, and so they only have each other,
right.
And they're seemingly polar opposites, and I think that part of Bert knowingly accepting him to the best of his abilities because they only have each other. Mm-hmm. And he's not about to lose, and you know, his son after he's lost his wife.
That's right.
And so I feel like that was
a driving force.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, we'll text Ryan.
I texted him. We'll see if he texts back. He's busy building an empire, running an empire. The empire is built.
Just dominating the empire. Okay. And then we get to the other storyline.
This is what I love about this show. Is amongst all this craziness, like a football team doing Single Ladies in the middle of a football game, mm-hmm. followed by a really beautiful coming out scene,
mm-hmm.
you then have Tobolowsky and Jane Lynch being insane.
Insane. I mean, him in the kimono in his home with the dolls and the tea is just truly...
Sue doing what she does best and blackmailing Figgins into allowing Sandy to come back into the school to take over the arts.
With the anti-embolism socks.
And she does a good job. I feel like this trying to, you know, lure Rachel away from the Glee Club to make her a star of, you know, the musical where she auditions with Taking Chances by Celine Dion. She also sounds great.
Well, Celine was like her thing. Like she asked, I think she asked Ryan a lot for a lot of Celine songs. We both did ask for a lot of Celine songs. And I believe she asked for one later in like a later episode and he gave her the wrong one.
Yeah, I remember that.
She's like, I asked for this one and I got that one. But yeah, so she auditions with Taking Chances, which we only see like a snippet of.
It's true. I wanted more of it.
Yeah.
What Celine songs did you ask Ryan for?
Power of Love.
Oh, yes. I play your version of Celine all the time.
My brother just played them for my nieces and he cried, he said.
Because they're so good, Jenna. And it's just like anytime you get to shine, is wonderful. And because, I mean, you know, sort of part of this storyline as well is that you get, Rachel's upset because you get a moment to shine. She's
right.
Pissed.
Tina gets her first solo to play Maria in West Side Story, and she sings Tonight. So I have a couple of stories.
Please.
Fun tidbit.
Give them to us.
So if you go back and you look at me on Tina on the ladder in the when she's singing Tonight for Mr. Shu in rehearsals, do you notice the red spider? Did you ever tell? I think you know this story. The red spider necklace. It's like a beautiful 3D spider necklace with red diamonds in it, encrusted in it. And this was very early on. I mean, this was like my first big scene, period.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you could say no to like costumes and things and like tell people, you know, tell them how comfortable you are. And I'm sitting with Aaron Kruger Makesh, who is the head of makeup, the key makeup artist on the show. And she's doing my makeup as I get ready for the scene. And I'm in my outfit and my spider necklace. And I start to like hyperventilate. And she sees me like start to like well up. And she's like, what's wrong? What's going on? And I was like, the spider necklace. I have arachnophobia. I do not like spiders. And as Kevin would tell you, and also shares the same fear. I panicked. And I was so upset about this spider sitting on my neck. I mean, I couldn't focus. And I didn't realize I could say no. And Aaron had to pull out one of those mini fans and start like blowing the air on me so I could like calm down. I was bright red. I was so hot. I was crying. And she's like, Jenna, you don't have to wear it. You don't have to wear it.
It was a gigantic necklace.
You don't have to wear it.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it was very big.
It was horrifying. I actually get like tense thinking about it.
I didn't know your arachnophobia was that bad.
Honestly, it's not. It's just the idea of like something touching me, like the spider touching me. Like if I saw a spider that big, I'd be like, ew, get the hell away and let me run away. But like the fact that it was like on me was really bad.
It was a beautiful spider, to be fair.
It was. And that's why I tried. I really did try, because and everybody kept being like, what a cool necklace. What a cool necklace.
If you love it so much, you take it.
What we ended up doing was Lou came in, you know, sweet, sweet Lou, the costume designer, and put safety pins and made the chain longer so that it didn't have to touch me. Because I was like, no, I want your spider to be featured and I want to wear it and be a good actor and, you know, person. But yeah, that's the spider story.
Wow. I do not remember that at all. That's wild. Yeah. If you look at the picture of it, the spider's hanging much lower.
It was on my neck. It was like in the space above my dress.
I was also a little peeved because you have the Rachel audition, singing Taking Chances, that was clearly recorded in the full studio. You're getting all the backing of a full arrangement. And then you do Tonight. You sound, by the way, incredible.
Oh, thanks.
But it was like there was no extra help going on. There was
I did pre-record that, though. That wasn't did. Live.
But it was intentionally to pre-recorded to sound live. Exactly.
Yes, which I do a lot in the show. I didn't always get the most produced songs.
No.
Like, I did Revolution at one point, and you only got 10 seconds of it. We did Tonight, and I had to botch the last note, and it wasn't produced.
I also love that you're singing that entire song so like powerfully and perfectly, and then it gets to this note that's not that much higher,
and you're like, okay, you guys,
I'm like, right. She's clearly got the pipes. Like, she can pull this off.
Yeah, like, whatever,
it's, it's like, no Melodyne for you. You're just gonna have to do this one live.
Yeah, wow. Anyway,
moving on. That's Tina's story, you know.
It is Tina's story. We're gonna see a through line of this where Tina kind of gets
shit on
the shit end of the deal. You wonder why I got crazy. But this was the beginning. This was the beginning. It was early on. I was so grateful to have this. This was also my big first scene with Matt. And I didn't really know how to hit my mark. I didn't really know how to like act period. And I'm doing this scene with Matt. And he, no, I haven't learned how to act. I still don't know how to act. And Matt was like, Jenna, you're cheating out. I was on stage and I was cheating out, which is like you basically turn your shoulder so that you can get your make your face seen in theater. And he's like, you don't have to cheat out. And I was like, oh, cool, cool.
That's sweet.
Okay, thanks so much. So that was my first little tip from Matt that a theater actor didn't know.
I love that he was conducting also during this number. Yeah, that's necessary.
I also didn't like heights. So like being on like a moving wheel ladder, it was just a bad combo.
This is your nightmare. This is heights, spiders. Mm-hmm.
It was something. It was something. Anyway, I was grateful to have it.
I do like that the storyline, though, with you wraps up with you still getting the number at the end of the episode. Okay. Rachel comes in. That's right. And then she
quits.
Is pissed and still leaves and quits. And I'm still furious about it. Because it's like, get over yourself.
Yeah, this is when we start to see like Rachel pitch a fit a little bit. Then we start to see her get a little cray, but also lends to the storyline of her leaving and going to be in cabaret.
Yeah, and she references Let's Do Maybe This Time, which we see in the next episode.
And
Sue and Sandy plotting works perfectly. I would also just, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Sue's Corner a bit, because...
Oh, God, yeah.
Sue's Corner, again, did not realize it. I did not remember it coming in this early. And...
I didn't either, but they get crazier. That's the thing. So Sue's Corner, Ian Brennan always wrote for Sue. And Jane would have these, I mean, monologues. You know, like she would come into this Glee Club and talk a lot. And in her office, she'd talk a lot. But these were like her just like ranting. And this was only the beginning of her crazy. I mean, it was a lot.
I love how her being awful to homeless people is her... being tame, because they do get crazier.
I think I said, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, I rewound it. I'm like, "Did I hear that correctly?" I did have to back it up a bit. We did. I want to go back to this Babygate story for a second.
Yeah,
because the pure sort of horror. I feel like Terry Schuster is a horror movie character in this, because she's just sitting in a teen girl's car as Quinn comes running in from the rain. And she's sitting in there and doesn't say who she is, doesn't say she's, you know, Quinn's teacher's wife, and says, I'm just trying to help. And it's terrifying. And just so illegal for so many reasons.
That wouldn't fly.
But also wonderful. I do love, you know, a good car cry. And after seeing Jayma cry and sing in the car, it's nice to have.
We're seeing a theme here.
Yeah. I got a text back from Ryan.
Oh.
So the question was, you know, true or false, that Kurt's coming out scene
was Ryan's life, verbatim was from based Ryan's life.
And that is false. It was based off the reaction he wished his parents had given him. Yeah,
that sounds
yes.
Okay.
I remember.
That's right.
I feel like I do remember that he was.
Thank you for,
you know, fulfilling the fantasy of what he would have wanted, and giving kids watching it, parents watching it, you know, a more healthy, a healthier way to deal with your kid coming out.
Hmm.
You know, a more reasonable response.
And honestly, I guess it makes sense. Like, kind of like what Chris was saying in his episode about like. Feeling the pressure to live to live the fairy tale that they were getting on TV, while he felt that pressure, kids, especially young gay kids at the time, were getting to see something positive. It's almost like, a lot of the time, like being adopted, I see is like being abandoned, being left, like all these like sob stories about like kids being left behind. Mm-hmm. Whereas like you never really saw a ton of positive adoption stories. So it's something in that realm that I kind of resonates with me a little bit.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of the gay stories you did see were all very sad and bad and negative in terms of like the response, which was a very real response for people. But it is nice to be able to see that this other side of it was, you know, possible, and that people were given a glimpse into that world of like, hey, parents, maybe don't be dickheads.
I mean,
yeah, that's
dicks.
Except, you know, then cut to Terry Schuster, who's trying to kidnap a child, an unborn baby.
Which we'll see more of. That's Preggers, but also we now get, the Glee Club gets Mike Chang and Matt Rutherford.
That's right. And Puck.
And Puck. Oh, and Puck. Oh my gosh. He wasn't already there. That's right.
We're building our numbers.
Three new members, and we'll talk about this next week. The number, the first like group, really good group number that we did together. That's one of my favorites.
So now we have more members looking, shaping up to be a much more
fuller Glee Club.
Fuller Glee Club for regionals. And Rachel's quit. We don't have Rachel anymore.
That's right. Goodbye, Rachel.
She's abandoned us because she's feeling herself a little too much.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, Jenna.
Yeah?
Let's do some tardy takes.
Okay.
I feel like we need some music here. You know, just like a little...
Like an intro to Tardy
Takes. Like a theme music Tardy Takes.
Okay.
Cringe moments, secondhand embarrassment.
I mean, Sandy Ryerson again. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. He was pretty cringy.
Figgins commercial.
Yeah, maybe Figgins commercial as well. The anti-embolism socks. Okay, worst dance move.
I think there wasn't. There was only good dance moves. It was single ladies and everyone was
single ladies.
Yeah, it was crushing it. So.
Okay.
Best song.
Best song. Single ladies.
Obviously tonight, Jenna.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Going with single ladies, and then best line.
I mean.
My body is like a rum chocolate souffle. If I don't warm it up right, it doesn't rise.
Now that's poetry.
Hi, I'm Kurt Hummel, and I'll be auditioning for the role of Kicker.
And that's how you get 19 Emmy nominations, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen.
mm-hmm. Best performance by a prop.
The spider, obviously.
I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah.
Yep, and then things that didn't age well. Well, without the Easter egg of Terry Schuster's or Kendra's line, the baby, is it black? I was like, okay, no.
Yeah. That...
David was like, is that right?
You're like, no, it's not right,
didn't
but
work.
It was there.
Doesn't work. Yeah. Take it out.
Like, oof. I'm like, I'm laughing because I'm nervous.
And the thing that did age well.
Bert saying that he was... I love This Is How We Meet Bert. I came home early to watch Deadliest Catch.
That's
great
right.
show.
That's good.
Great show.
Okay. Shall we move on from Tardy Takes to shit we found on TikTok?
Yeah. Jenna,
tell me.
So there's a couple people on TikTok who've been doing really great recaps of our recap. It's a recap of a recap.
Oh, yeah?
And if you have TikTok, you should go look them up because they're great and they're thoughtful. And it's really nice of them to, you know, spend their time making these sort of response videos to our recap. So the first one is KaraMayUmi1. That's her handle, at KaraMayUmi. And the other one is at KGleeB. And I've watched all these. They do them every week. And they're wonderful. So go check them out.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really good.
Oh, wow. I love that.
The other thing that...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're not done yet.
Okay.
The other one is Kurofsky comes on later on in the season and the show, but there was a TikToker who said they think they found a plot hole because when Kurofsky is first introduced, they reference him being on the hockey team. But later on, as we know, he's suddenly on the football team. So is it a plot hole that they just forgot, or is he on both teams? So I hit up Max Adler, who plays Kurofsky, and was like, yo, do you know what's up? And he sent me a voice memo, and here's his response.
Yes.
So I do indeed know the answer to the mysterious Kurofsky hockey versus football player plot hole. So when I originally auditioned, I auditioned for both Kurofsky and Azemio, played by the wonderful James Earl. But it was like both characters had a couple lines and they were both just, you know, jocks who were going to bully the Glee Club members. One was a hockey player, Kurofsky. One was a football player, Azemio. I got Kurofsky and, you know, it was just cast as this one episode, couple line guy who would slushy Finn and say some stuff to Quim, and he was a hockey player. And then I think as they decided to kind of bring me back and expand my character, they realized we don't have an ice rink or a hockey team and all the equipment. So it would just be easier to make me a football player and throw a football jersey on me and call it a day. So that is the answer. I was indeed cast as Kurofsky, the hockey player. And I guess off camera, I just decided to drop the skates and pick up the pigskin.
So there's your answer. Indeed was a plot hole.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Max Adler.
And also, you know, going forward, don't forget to send us, you know, the shit you guys find on TikTok. Send it to at That's What You Really Missed on TikTok, because we love these. These are great.
I like being surprised every week and not having to do anything.
It's one thing you don't have to do. You do enough.
Truly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We have to have Max on the show at some point.
We definitely will, because Karofsky becomes a very important character on the show.
Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you all for joining us for this recap. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Jenna, great to talk to you. See you.
You too. You two come back next week and recap Roads Not Taken with us. We get to meet one of our favorite very first celebrity guest stars, Kristen Chenoweth. Please subscribe, rate, review, do the things that you do. You guys are amazing. We are truly so grateful for the response and all of you guys listening every week. So see you next week.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.